Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Congratulations on a great playoff win, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze.
You've won a lot of games at BSU. There is nothing sweeter than your last win, right?
Absolutely. And obviously, you have to live in the present. And I just thought the guys last night executed well. They competed hard. And, you know, they got rewarded for it.
How long did you and the staff savor that one before you got to work on today?
Oh, not long. I mean, we got a lot of business yet, Schulze. So, you know, you got to move on quick, and you got to prepare for tomorrow.
You talked last night in the postgame about the last 10 minutes of the first period. They weren't up to your liking. How much of that was the fact that you're on the penalty kill most of that time?
Well, it has something to do with it. It gets you out of your rhythm. And it was interesting after it was that 3-on-1 that Johnny Parker had, and he passed to Kyle. And Johnny could have – I mean, he was in all alone. He could have shot. He probably could have even came in and deked. And Johnny, again, he overpassed right there. But, you know, right after that, I just thought, again, they kind of – they got momentum. And that's when they kind of – took the period over, and you're right, Schulze. Then we get a penalty. Then we get another penalty. That takes us out of our rhythm. That gave them more momentum, and it just kind of spiraled from there, but we hung on.
They did score a power play goal, but I thought your penalty kill was pretty good.
It was, and we have to make a few tweaks right there, but overall, again, you know, Bayless was left uncontested in front of the net right there, and I think it might have went off his shaft, but he redirected that shot. So we got to try to deny that pass getting back to the middle, and we have to make sure, too, that both of our layers with our forward and our defensemen are also in that shot lane blocking that shot.
Granted, there was a turnover on the shorthanded goal for Kyle Bauman, but he anticipated and jumped up into the play. With his speed, does he have the green light to jump up anytime he thinks he can get it?
Oh, absolutely. And we have possession of the puck. If we have possession, we call it goal mode. I mean, we have possession of the puck. Our guys are in goal mode. They can do whatever they want. We just have to make sure we clear a puck 200 feet. That's the biggest thing, is if we're gonna release somebody, we better make sure that we get the puck deep. So, you know, then we're going to put them on the defensive, put them on their heels a little bit. But Kyle's situation right there was that puck was wrong. It was rimmed by Graham, and it was a great play by Graham. And Kyle obviously anticipated it, and he just went at their defenseman, who was kind of boxed in on the wall right there. And as soon as he saw Kyle coming, I think the wall was a little bit in his way, and he just kind of – he's a forward, too. Mercier's a forward, and he just kind of tripped. And, you know, was very fortunate that Kyle was there, and it was a heck of a shot as well.
In your mind, what makes a great penalty killer, both a forward and a defenseman?
Anticipation is number one, Schulze. You can't be flat-footed. You have to be on your toes. You have to jump when you're able to jump. You have to pressure when you're able to pressure. And you need to hold your ground when you have to hold your ground.
More of Tom Ceratori when we return. The Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. It was your first win in the WCHA playoffs, Tom, since you beat Minnesota Duluth at the X. What's it going to take to get win number two tonight?
I think we have to play, you know what, very similar to last night. I thought, again, we played a patient game. We talked about that in the post-game interview, Schulze. We have to play a patient game. We have to, you know, we have to be strong in all three zones, and we have to have good special teams.
You know that BG is going to be a desperate team tonight. When you know you're going to get desperation, are you more or less aggressive?
Well, I just think, again, we don't change. I mean, we are who we are, and I mean, we're an aggressive team. We're an aggressive forechecking team. We're going to be, I mean, we are who we are, so we can't change. We just have to make sure, again, that we've got good jump and, you know, we've got good habits and we play to our strengths.
They're really an off-the-glass-and-out kind of a team. They carried the puck more last night than I think I've ever seen them carry the puck. What'd you do to limit their effectiveness?
We didn't really do much other than, again, we backed off our F2 and our F3 in the neutral zone just because they stretch all three guys and they post them at the far blue line. So we wanted to make sure we had numbers back, which creates a layer of ice between our F1 and our second layer, which is fine. And we're just trying to take any type of the rush offense away. So since they're flat-footed, we just want to make sure we got good numbers back. We don't want to get you know, beat by an outnumbered situation.
I read the newspaper article this morning. Their guy called the passiveness in F2 and F3 as a quote-unquote suffocating trap. That's not what you guys are doing. You're getting numbers back and playing defense, right?
Well, it's kind of a 1-4, exactly right. Absolutely.
Michael Bitzer played his second straight great game. With tight corners here and how fast the puck can get moving, have you told him to be at all cautious, or is he just playing his game?
He's playing his game right there. I mean, there's obviously some quirky bounces on the rail there, Schulze, but you can't worry about it. He's just going to have to try to get back on those pucks. But it's hard because these are egg-shaped corners, and the puck really goes around quick on the rail.
Not to get too nostalgic here, but Bowling Green does have a great tradition of NHLers and great NHL coaches, and even Doc Emmerich is from Bowling Green as a broadcaster. Does the rest of the college hockey world know enough about their history here?
I don't know if they do or don't, but they do. You're exactly right, Schultz. When you walk around this rink and you take a look at the pictures and you take a look at the players who have who've played for Bowling Green in the past, they've got a great history of hockey, and they've won a lot of hockey games. They've won a national championship, and they've been to the national tournament numerous times, and again produced many NHLers. So it's a great barn, and it's a great hockey town.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next here on the Beaver Radio Network.